from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Hey, shout out to the Game Time app. They got me set right. I went to Game Time app. You know, the Royals are in town, and told the fam we're gonna go see the kids. Like, we're gonna go. Can we go see the Royals? Shout out. Use that Game Time app. Got me 5 good ones. We are the first row right behind the bullpen. We'll be out there Sunday, so we're gonna have us a nice little time out there. Nice little time out there. Got to get out there.
Kids gonna run the bases?
Probably not.
You not gonna stay?
No. Is that free? Is that so the kids just go down
wait.
There?
Yeah.
We might do that. Now, here's my thing, and we're building up to it. My son has gotten better with it, but he's definitely afraid of mascots.
I don't know if...
Does Orbit stay down there? Because he
might, but there's so many other kids down there that, like, Orbit's attention might be somewhere else.
It's not about Orbit's attention. He knows exactly where Orbit is. Like I said, he's gotten much better with it, and I think it's gotten to a point where he's fed into my younger son, who's 4, who I don't think normally would have an issue with it. Like, when you say run the bases, as soon as you said it, like, it brought back a memory. One time we were in Kansas City on a Sunday, run the bases, and Slugger, he was their mascot. It's a lion. He's standing at the bottom, like, welcoming the kids in. And my son, it was probably about 5 or 6 at the time, he looked down there. He was all gung-ho about running the bases. He looked down there. No. And then dropped down and grabbed onto the top row's seat and stayed and, like, would not let go. Screaming.
What's a lion? Lions are scary.
He wanted no parts of Slugger, and so we didn't run the bases.
Slugger's a lion, though, right?
He's a lion.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. There's
worry
eagles.
About getting
it
eaten.
Does eagles. It doesn't, it's anything. It didn't matter. He's gotten better.
Friendly alien.
He's gotten better. So we're going to go to Disneyland. So he's getting prepared. Get himself prepared. Like, we had a breakthrough at Chuck E. Cheese. We had a breakthrough at Chuck E. Cheese.
Those are the scariest mascots there are.
Oh, well, luckily, you ain't lying. They took all of them scary jokers out. Thank God Almighty. It's just Chuck. Like I remember they would be up in as the band. Oh, hell no. No, I never had a birthday party there. No, God, no. They scared the hell out of me. Them bastards. I could not stand them. Scared the hell out of me. So, no, I didn't mess with them.
I got to show you this video in the break. Somebody, you know the animatronics?
Yes, those were things. Oh,
so somebody took the animatronics and programmed it to, like, perform Usher songs. And this is the funniest thing I have ever seen. No. I got to show this to you.
I don't need to see it burn.
It is absolutely hilarious.
No, but he took a picture. He took a picture with Chuck. So we were in a good spot. I said we're in a good spot here. So, we may see if he can walk past Orbit at this point. Because I'm telling you, boy, it was a first day of school once, and they had the kid. It was a kid. It was a fifth grader dressed up. In like the eagle costume, and my man wasn't gonna walk past him. He wasn't gonna walk past him.
I'm gonna show you.
Like,
this
he went. I don't want to see that. I don't like. I'm serious, man. Those animatronics, they still, like, I'd have nightmares about them.
Like, they mouth it out perfectly.
I can't do.
Just look on YouTube, Chuck E. Cheese Usher.
Somebody said hating on the showbiz band. Now I could stand him, man. I could stand him, man. I dated a chick in high school that worked at Chuck E. Cheese. And I had to play it cool. But I always stayed on the other side of the. And I finally had to let her know, man, those things.
You know they're not real, right?
I know. I just, there's something about them, man. I feel like they're about to come alive. That's what they look like they're about to do, is come alive. Like, Chucky wasn't real in that movie. Till he
Ron,
was.
Did you watch that one movie? I think it's called Freddy's. It was like the little robots or whatever, but they look like the Chuck E. Cheese characters, but they come alive and they run after you.
No, that don't sound like something I watch. I don't watch scary stuff. I have nightmares.
I feel that. I didn't watch it, but my friend did. But
I can't do it, Judge. I have nightmares. Since I was a kid, I don't watch. The most scary movie that I think I've ever watched was Get Out. And that one wasn't as much scary, but when the grandpa came on a dead sprint, like I had to watch that during the day. But Final Destination, that's about it. But I ain't never any of these scary movies you about to come up. I've never seen them.
Horror movies aren't my thing either.
Nope, not doing it. I had a nightmare off a Power Rangers episode. One of the villains off the Power Rangers, I mean, that Joker was coming to get me in my dreams. Like, I'm like, I had to stop watching Power Rangers and VR Troopers for a little bit just because they were sliding in my dreams. So I can't do it.
You had a nightmare off a Power Rangers episode?
I did. I will be vulnerable and I will admit that to you. And it's not, and it stopped me away from, and maybe I've missed out on an amazing genre of movies of horror films, but I'm out.
Are you out on Barney too?
No. I like
so Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers. It was just, it was the way that the villain was dressed up in that one, man. It just like it kept returning. Somebody texted scary ass show. Yes, and it's Ron. Yeah, I am. Can't do it, man. Never seen Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-mm. No experience with
Halloween?
Jason.
Nope. No, I don't do them either. I'm with Ron on this. I only watch Michael Myers movies.
No, don't
Pennywise like it.
What's that? Saw.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nope.
Well, I've never seen Saw. Yeah. Scream?
Nope.
Friday the 13th, Scream, I'll do. Nope. I can't
Friday,
do it.
Nope. No, sir. Nope. Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Nope.
I know what you did last summer.
Nope. Don't have it. But I've seen it's complicated. Fantastic. Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin. Steve Martin. Terrific. Boomerang. Great. Eddie Murphy. Halle Berry. I've seen them all. I've seen them. I ain't watching none of them. All right. We talked about this in the break. And I asked you this question. And I want the people listening as well, as you're making fun of me. And that's fine. Offensively, do you know what the Texans are? Like, do you know, like, the Texans' identity offensively? Do you have it? Do you have, like, I think right now, we talked about this. The Detroit Lions, I think instantly you know what their identity is. They want to run the football physically and do play action off of it and use St. Brown and areas and everything. But they want to physically, third down and four, they want to run it twice to get through. Chiefs, big plays, precision passing game, throw it around, get it all around. That's what they want to do. The Ravens, Lamar, physically they want to run the football except for in the playoffs when they played the Chiefs and then they only ran it six times. But other than that, we saw it in the second half, the Ravens, in that playoff game, they said, we're going to go and beat us and get to the Ravens football, and they just ran it down the Texans' throat. What are the Texans? What's their identity right now?
So I know what it should be, but I don't know if they feel the same way.
That's because that's different.
Yes.
I don't know. Like if they, because I don't know if they know what it is. Yeah, as you said, I know what they're trying to make it. I don't know if they know what it is.
They should be a run first type team. They should be a pass first.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me get that.
It's the opposite of what I said during the break. No, they should be a pass first, air it out type offense and put the ball in the hands of who I think we both think is one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL and let him make plays to this very deep pass catching core. Like, that's what they should be. And that's what they should have been last year, and they weren't. And they were, I think they were run heavy on early downs, like at the seventh highest rate in the entire NFL. And you look at the Colts game last year, the second Colts game last year, that Colts defense fit perfectly with what they wanted to do offensively, because that was a Colts defense that played nothing but zone, and CJ was awesome against zone last year. And they could pick that zone apart whenever they wanted to. And what was it? The first offensive play of the game was the deep pass to Nico Collins. What did the Texans do on early downs in that game? First 25 first and second down plays that the Texans had in that game last year in Indianapolis. 15 runs, 10 passes. That can't happen again. You cannot be 60% run on early downs with this team anymore. And so that, to me, especially because those runs got them 3 yards a carry. So first, the first 25 early down plays that they had in that game, 15 runs, it got them 25 yards. The 10 passes got them 120 yards.
Yeah, I think what they want to be is what the Niners are. And I think they want to be a balanced, which you understand, they want to be a balanced team that can run it and can pass it and can physically run it. And they do. I think that's what they yearn to be. They're not that. No. On third, if it is third and three, there are some teams like the Niners saying, "All right, we'll run the football." The Lions, we'll run the football. They should put the hands in C.J. Stroud's, the ball in C.J. Stroud's hand. And I don't 100% know that that's what they would do. I don't know if they 100% have fully give it in to what you just described, what they are. Because, yes, they got a lead against the Colts, and they tried to run it to victory. I think they should probably look closer to what the Chiefs are.
Yes.
Because Andy Reid gets a lead, and not all the time, but Andy Reid gets a lead, he's trying to pass it to victory. Like, he's trying to stretch it. Like, is what generally he is trying to do. Sean McVay, a similar way with his Rams teams, trying to make this lead bigger by passing the football. I get the sense that they want to be able to be balanced, and when they say balanced, leading with the run.
Which is a huge mistake for the roster that they've built. The strength of this offense is the quarterback and the pass catchers. Even the running back. The running back is a better receiver than he is a runner.
Especially when you combine it with this, the offensive line that he's running behind.
Because I think their offensive linemen are better pass blockers than they are run blockers. So that first game, and again, it's Indianapolis too. And Indianapolis is going to play zone. And C.J. Stroud was the best quarterback in the entire NFL against zone last year. So if they're going to play zone again, then you need to be throwing the ball probably 65% of the time. First down, throw the ball. Second down, throw the ball. And if you even have a third down, throw the ball again. Like, take advantage of your strengths on offense, because if I'm the opposing defense, if I'm Gus Bradley in Indianapolis next Sunday, every time C.J. Stroud hands the ball off, that's a win for my defense. I will trust my front seven against that offensive line stopping the run game every single time. I want C.J. Stroud handing the ball off. I feel like if he does, I've won that play.
Continue rolling on as the drive is live right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.